The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
And of course, we certainly want to thank Big Fatty, who is a pod father to many, a pod god to others. But to be sure, he is some of the most important connective tissue that holds the whole Pride 48 family together. He's very... his show is wacky and kooky and crazy and off kilter and off the racks, but you won't find a more caring and thoughtful person and someone who's genuinely interested in folks just connecting and having a good time and enjoying podcasting. And so we appreciate when he mentions our show from time to time, as he does. And of course, he's been a big motivator for me to get out there and keep podcasting. So we love him for that and many reasons.
That's right. We do. And I recommend double speed.
Right. How dare you? Yeah, cool.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I recommend double speed.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is Zap. Episode 2165 of the BFO the 13th of May 2016, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all, I got some voice letters and an Axe Big Fatty question. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Snake Eyes Big Fatty Volga. Hi, everyone. I hope your fright is going well. Y'all, your snake eyes today, because y'all Big Fatty. Big Fatty is over at the Hara Hotel. And y'all, I have pre-recorded this little show for you, so you'd have a little show. Yes, Big Fatty, always thinking of others. Y'all... the plan was for Big Fatty to leave for the Hara Hotel after leaving the coal mine on Thursday and run by the villa and change my underpants. Big Fatty, you don't wear underpants. Oh yeah, and get on the road. Yes, Big Fatty. And so y'all, if the creek don't rise, that's what happened. And y'all, you know my reservation and sexual arrangement specialist had things set up for me for Thursday night. So y'all, when we do the weekend recap a little show for Monday. Y'all, I hope that Squeaky Gentleman Caller, we'll have plenty to talk about. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday!
Yeah, I gotta see y'all today. Today, May the 13th. Big Fatty, it's Friday the 13th. It is, but it's a very lucky Friday the 13th, y'all, because there's a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, many of you have met him at the Pride 48, and y'all, he is just a sweetheart, and Big Fatty, he loves the sports ball, too, he does, and y'all, he is currently up there in that Washington, D.C., but Big Fatty, he's moving to the San Diego with Dr. Stone. Now, well, I don't think he's moving in with Dr. Stone. He is moving to the San Diego at some point soon. And y'all, we are talking about the one and only Mean King. Big Fatty, there's not a mean bone in his body. Well, there may be one bone. Big Fatty, it's vulgar. So y'all, if you see Mean King on the Twitty, or the face space, y'all wish him a very happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope in addition to cake, that perhaps his favorite squeaky gentleman caller gets a little action too. Yeah, oh yeah, Yes, yes, we would like. Yeah, yes. Oh, yes. Thank you for calling. Thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us in an e-letter. And y'all, it is from a straight boyfriend, Straight Bob. And Straight Bob says, Dear Big Fatty, because of recent developments in my bunghole area, Big Fatty's as vulgar as you are, I realize that I haven't heard you use the word fiber. And I don't know how long. Just wondering if you are still fibering XO, your international straight boyfriend. Well, first of all, Straight Bob, thank you so much for the e-letter and for the question, and especially for being interested in my bunghole. B, and he was talking about his bunghole. Well, I'm interested in his bunghole. B, Betty. Yeah, anyway, but first of all, this is an excellent question, and you are correct. I have not been giving fiber reports, and you know I've got that new digger bumper that I really should be using more, but I have not been fibering the way that I should. And however, I am happy to say that I did last weekend when I was at the Walmart. I did pick up a new drum of Big Fatty. Is that the 30-gallon drum? Not quite that bad. I went for the medium size of the fiber, so I'm gonna kick it in gear again. Yes, Big Fatty.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Far.
Hey, Big Fatty.
Hey.
It's Ricky.
And it's Hendrick.
And we're outside of the Starbucks, and we thought we'd give you a call.
Because something really embarrassing just happened to us.
Oh, my God. Remember when you were in Vegas, and you lost your car, we said it was because you were old?
No.
What happened, Hendrick?
Well, we had a lot of stuff that we bought, and we walked out, and we looked for the car, and then we turned left, and we looked for the car, and then we turned right, and then we looked for the car. And then we walked 5 meters. How many feet is that, 5 meters?
20 feet.
20 feet? Okay, then we walked 20 feet. We turned
15
right.
Feet.
15 feet. It's mechanical. Is it beeping?
No.
It scares me. Yeah, we couldn't find the car at all. And then we realized we're on the wrong parking deck.
Oopsie.
Because Ricky is a ginger like me. And you know, gingers only have brain cells enough to power their light-toned skins.
We couldn't find the fucking car.
So we thought we'd give you a call and let's tell you about our story.
Yeah.
And then Hendrick keeps getting hit on by every single lady here.
Are you a tattoo artist?
Yeah, I've never been hit on so many. I've never been hit on so many. Fuck, I'm tired. I've never been hit on by so many chola chicks.
Chola chick.
Yeah.
Get into it. All right, we're waiting for our Starbucks coffee. So.
Yeah, because it's between 3 and 6. It's happy hour, and, you know, we're cheap like that.
2:45 right now, so we have 15 minutes. We're waiting on a coupon. You hear that? Bye.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, is Big Ricky and Hendrick. Yeah, and first of all, thank you so much for the call, boys. Lovely to hear your voices. Big Fatty, I thought Hendrik lived in Perfume, Germany. Well, he doesn't live there anymore, but he was visiting the Chicago's, and he and Big Ricky were out on the town, as they say. And first of all, thank you so much for the call. And y'all, I gotta say this, you know, Big Ricky, I enjoy, he tweets a lot, and y'all, he's beginning to get old, and it's a thrill for Big Fatty to hear, oh, I think I'm going to bed at 9 o'clock. I can't keep my eyes open. I've awakened too early in the morning. My body clock woke me up. Oh, I've lost the car. Y'all, it's just sad. It's just sad. But anyway, boys, thank you so much for the call and for sharing that with me. And y'all, I think that call deserves this. Y'all, this is what the Goggle Translate said of that call. Are you such a bitch, Eddie? It's Ricky and it's Andrew, and we're outside the Starbucks, and we thought we'd give you a call to do something really embarrassing. Just happened to, oh my God. I remember when you were in Vegas and you lost your car, and we said it was because you were, oh, well, not sure what happened, and a very well, we had a lot of stuff, and we... boards, and we will come out and we will look for the car, and then we will seem to have to look for the call, and then we can drive some new minutes into the car, and then we won't fuck. There's so many, how many seasons of 5 meeting? All right, 20 feet, okay. Then, we will pretty feet within 50 days. It's been kind of busy, and we couldn't find the car and hole. And then we realize we're on the wrong fucking deck. Up sea, because Ricky, as it seems, you're like me, and you know changes only have brain cells enough to power daylight saving skins, King Kong. So we thought we'd give you a call and let you tell us you about our story. Yeah, and then Hendrik, he's getting hit on by every single lady here. Are you texting you? I just have never been hit on so many. Oh, but I've never been here. I am so fucking tired of being hit on by so many 206 Charlotte 6. Yeah, I got a little angle. All right. We're waiting for our Starbucks coffee. So, yeah, because it's between 3 and 6, it's happy hour. And, you know, we're cheap like that. 2:45 right now. So we have 15 minutes. We're waiting on a couch. You hear that? No, you hear that? Bye. Anyway, I love the Goggle Translate. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. I've been listening to a lot of Broadway musicals lately. My favorite is The Pizza Boy of the Opera. Have you heard The Pizza Boy of the Opera? It's stunning. Jaw-dropping. I mean, the theme song alone. There is a pizza boy, and he delivers. We love our pizza boy more than Robin Quivers. We love that pizza boy and his crust. The pizza boy of the Opera. Well, you know, you get it. I'm sure you've seen it. It's stunning. Anyway, ciao, man.
Yeah, guys, Big Fatty, did the caller identify themselves? They did not, however, I do believe I recognize that voice as Guru Nudie in Tampa. And Guru Nudie, it's been a month of Sunday since we've heard from you. Thank you so much for the call and for the serenade. Now, Guru, I did not know that you were an operatic connoisseur like Big Fatty, but referring that your singing refers to the modern day version of that song, because to shorten it for modern day audiences, they removed the word pie, so it was the pizza pie boy. Big Fatty, It's not over till the fat lady sings. Cue Vera.
Big Fatty, it's Scotty, a little Z butler, calling from the streets of the north side of Brisbane, where all the best people live and continue to live and shall live forevermore because they have no money to buy a luxury villa like some people in America. But I'm getting totally distracted because I pretzels, by the way, that burf, pretzels. I'm calling in answer to Kathy Bacon's latest phone call, slash probably a few days ago now because I'm always behind. So, one, it's good to know she's alive. Something about going to Bakery Hill, something about some person ringing and texting to say that plans have changed or something. Didn't make a whole lot of sense, but I think, Kathy, you should just be thankful that you actually got a phone call and a text message. Some Gen Yers just wouldn't even bother. Two, and more importantly, your second question was something about having a headache all the time. It's probably a brain tumor. Okay, just saying, you should check that out. Okay, thank you. This is Scotty, littleaussiebattler.net.
Dear Gussie Big Fatty, I hope Miss Bacon's gonna be okay. I didn't realize she had a brain tumor. Oh, no. I was not aware of that either. Well, first of all, Dr. Battler, thank you so much for the call. Lovely. Lovely to hear your voice. And Big Fatty, does that count as a house call? A diagnosis like that over the intertubes? I don't know how the international billing works. And, oh, Big Fatty, you know it's going to be expensive. It's international billing. But Scotty, thank you so much for the call. And I'm glad to hear you've settled into the medical practice rather than the Department of Salt. Big Fatty, he probably does that on the side just to stay busy. Scotty, enjoy your cool fall day down there in the future. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, I just wanted to close out the week by reminding everyone that in June we've got the Gus Chad Big Fatty I Arted contest. And y'all remember, you send in your Big Fatty refrigerator art. It's got to be your own creation. You can e-letter drawings or get your entries in by June the 30th. And then Big Fatty's going to pick a winner in July. And Gus Chad says that those in Mexico can start mailing the entries on the 23rd. Do not open until June on them. But if they come in before the 23rd, they're not going to count. It can be a drawing, a painting, noodle art. Big Fatty, I like poodle art. Or a painting made with porphyry and kitty litter. So, y'all, be creative, Gus Chad says. Big Fatty, it sounds like a lovely weekend project. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, Big Fatty will be coming back to Charleston on Sunday. And y'all get the villa back in shape and get my underpants washed. Big Fatty, you're not taking underpants to the horror hotel. It's probably true. I'm not. Hopefully I'll have a lot to report to you. Right, squeaky gentleman? Okay. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Georgia D'Atlanta and the Laughing Buddha from over there at the north and south of things. And Laughing Buddha, the old gal show comes out today. Any advice?
I recommend double speed.
Oh, we always recommend double speed for the old gal.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.